Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, December the 16th, 2012. And we are talking about constructing systems, institutions, governmental, financial, educational institutions of life. We want to promote life. We don't promote Israel killing and destroying Palestinian sisters and brothers. We don't promote Britain killing and destroying sisters and brothers of the human family. We don't promote the banksters, the Rothschilds, HSBC, their austerity measures and programs. We don't promote the corporations, multinational, taking advantage of slave wage and low wage labor. We don't promote any of that. All of that leads to death. We promote and propagate life, and it is our duty as the people of the Most High, whether you call yourself Christian, Rastafari, Muslim, Hebrew, Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, socialist, communist, Republican, Democrat. Forget all these names. Rise above these names and labels and understand that Yahshua is liberation, deliverance from an oppressive system, the return of the land, wealth, resources, health, wealth, prosperity back into the hands of the masses of the poor and working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and poor and working class white. And also the preaching and teaching of the reality and warning the oppressor, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, ruling class and families, presidents and prime ministers, that the Most High will take vengeance on them for creating institutions of death, hell, and destruction of the oppressed peoples of the earth. This is what Yahshua means. And Yahweh, the Most High Father and Mother, Yahweh means life, the existent one. To exist is to live. So whether you call yourself any of those names and labels, carry those beautiful names and labels and understand that Yahweh is life. There's no such thing as an atheist other than those who are destructive of life. But those who call themselves communist and socialist atheists, you're not no atheist. You believe in life and you obey life. You obey the power of life. You that are revolutionary communists and socialists, so you believe in Yahweh. Because Yahweh is life, and the science tells us that life begat and conceived life, giving birth to life, life birthing life, and life birthing life. And Yahshua, you know him as Jesus, is justice and liberation. And Christos is that message that delivers the oppressed from the oppressor. So all of us, no matter what name you use, we believe in the salvation of the oppressed from the oppressor. Let's go to this Sunday school lesson. I love teaching and preaching and sharing. I also love conversation and talking to sisters and brothers. Sisters and brothers who may know of me, you have shaped my brain and shaped my mind. Many times I say that which you have taught me, because we are teachers of one another. The subject today is unity in the body of Christ. And what I have just given you is the reality and the philosophy of unity in the body of Christ. No matter what name you use, no matter what label you carry, no matter your color, no matter your race or ethnicity, gender or age, when we understand the definition of Christ is the power of the universe that is in your hands. Christ, the kingdom, the queendom of God and goddess in heaven, the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is within. The queendom of Goddess and the queendom of heaven is within your soul, your spirit, your mind, your structure, your consciousness. All of this power is in your and my hands. And we have the power to control the destinies of men and women. And so we come together on that reality. We come together with that power. And we work together to overcome the system of Satan. And so this lesson is talking about unification. Poor and working class sisters and brothers of the human family coming together, transcending labels and barriers and boundaries, and working to overthrow the Caesars of yesterday and the Caesars of today. Caesar has his family. You have to have the correct pedagogy, meaning education, in the day of yesterday. Yesterday's Harvard, Oxford, Stanford, educated type people. If you were not educated with Caesar's education, you were out of luck with Caesar. If you were not connected to the correct families, if you did not marry into the correct families, this is what John the Baptist was talking about with Herod. Herod married his sister-in-law, I think it was, his brother's wife, to get into the correct family, to continue to accrue power, own power. This is not how it is to be done. But Caesar, that's how Caesar hooked it up. If you didn't marry into the right family, were not connected with the right pedigree, the correct family, you were out of luck with Caesar. It's the same today. Have you noticed how all of your presidents, even Barack Obama, his Caucasian side is related to every other president of the United States? He had to be of the correct family to be chosen as a candidate for the presidency. He had to be related to the correct families to even be considered for the presidency. All of your presidents, they're distant relatives of each other. Distant relatives to Dick Cheney. Distant relatives to Gore and Kane? Let me see now. What's that fella's name? The Heinz dynasty. He is now being considered for the Secretary of State. I can't even remember his name all of a sudden.
John Kerry.
My beautiful wife, she has just helped me out and gave me the name. John Kerry is the name of the fellow I'm trying to think of. He's even related. That's why you got to listen to people. And it's a beautiful thing. It's kind of humorous. And so you're sharing on a humorous situation. But I thank my beautiful wife for giving me the help and studying as I have studied to know these names. But all of these, they have the correct pedagogy and pedigree. So this is how Caesar set up his system. And this is how the system is set up today. Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, you have to have the correct pedagogy and pedigree to get hooked up in their system. But God don't like that. The Most High does not like that. So the Most High is creating a divine family based on divine truth, divine righteousness, divine justice. And as we come into the family of the Most High, we then create systems and institutions that uplift life, promote life, and protect the people. Let's go on to this. This lesson is found in verse chapter 4, book of Ephesians. Let's start at verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Rastafari, Krishna, Zoroaster, Revolutionary Communist Socialist, sisters and brothers of the human family, we are all called to walk in the vocation or work of revolution, evolutionary change. We are all called to study science, study the universe, study institutions, human and divine, Study the Most High. Study scripture. Study culture. Study institutions and government, so that we may come together and construct a system that is the kingdom of God in heaven, here and now on this earth. This is your calling, black man and woman. This is your calling, brown man and woman, yellow man and woman, red man and woman, Caucasian man and woman. We are all called to come together to create institutions that will protect the human family and not destroy the human family. Let us walk worthy. The word walk has to do with your way of life, our way of life, the way we talk, the way we behave, the way we construct organizations and systems and situations and so on. And it is interesting that Paul says he's a prisoner of the Lord. All right now. A prisoner. 1198. Desmios. Bound. In bonds. Captive. A prisoner. Now this is so interesting to me because understanding Islam and understanding Prophet Muhammad. And Prophet Muhammad always talked about how he was a slave, a servant to Allah. And hypocritical Christian scholars and preachers say, that's not good. It's not good to call yourself a slave or a servant of Allah, because Jesus comes to free you from slavery. Look, we are servants of the Most High. And we have no problem being servants of the Most High. Because when you serve the Most High, you serve the people. And you serve life. You don't serve death, other than to cause a wicked system to die. But we are servants of life, servants of the Most High, servants of Yahshua, servants of freedom, justice, and equality. And this is what Prophet Muhammad was teaching. He said in the Hadith, they call it the Hadith, the extra sayings of the Prophet Muhammad outside of the Quran. Prophet Muhammad said in opening his speeches that his life was always continually in the hands of Christ. You never heard that before, because hypocritical teachers, Christian and otherwise, don't want you and me to know this of Prophet Muhammad. So Paul and Prophet Muhammad studied Paul. And so as Prophet Muhammad said in the 6th century AD, he got it from Paul and other righteous revolutionary Christians. He's a servant of Allah, a servant of the Most High. So Paul here says he's a prisoner, a slave, a servant of the Lord. This word, the Lord, 2962, kurios. Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, to whom a person or thing belongs. So we belong to the Most High, about which he has power of deciding. The Most High has power over all of our lives. And the Most High is Yahweh, is life. The Most High is Allah in Illah, supreme knowledge and wisdom. The Most High is Amen, Amenet, the hidden and unseen Father, sacred masculine, the hidden and unseen Mother, sacred feminine. We are servants of the Lord, the Most High, Master and Lord, possessor and disposer of a thing. The whole of creation is the possession of the Most High, which is why when Yahshua said to his disciples and said to the high priest, Render unto Caesar those things that are possessed by Caesar or belong to Caesar, and render unto God, that's Theos in the Greek, God and Goddess, Father and Mother, Hebrew, that's Yahweh, Father and Mother, render unto the Most High Lord, the Most High Yahweh, those things that belong to or are possessed by the Most High. Well, what does Caesar own? Nothing. What does the Most High own? everything. So the Most High owns and possesses the whole of creation. The owner who has control of the person, the master, in the state. Now this is what I want to get to. In the state, the sovereign prince, chief, the Roman emperor. So look now, the writer of Hebrews, of Ephesians, Paul, the Christians, Yahshua, the revolutionaries of the scriptures, they took the word that was used for Caesar and said Caesar is illegitimate. The Most High is the Lord. Why? Because Caesar, that word in the Greek has to do with severing, disconnecting, separating you from what? From the Most High, from creation, from land, wealth, resources, from education, from health care. Is that not what the Republican and Democratic parties are negotiating right now? How to Caesar you, sever you and me from those social safety nets that are put in place to keep people from dying? Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, unemployment benefits about to run out in December, and they want to take it away from the people. They don't want to provide living wage jobs for the people. They want to continue warfare, bloodshed, austerity measures on the people, destroy the people, because they adhere to the philosophy of eugenics, which is the philosophy to protect and finance and coddle the wealthy ruling class at all times and destroy the poor working class people. So we say these are not our leaders. These are not our lords. The Rothschilds are not our leaders. They are not our lords. The presidents and prime ministers and politicians and religious leaders that lead into death, hell, and destruction. We don't take them as our Lord. We uphold the Most High as our Most High Lord, Yahweh. And we say that Yahshua is our Lord and Savior because Yahshua is symbolic of freedom, justice, and equality. And these principles, attributes, characteristics are our Lord and Saviors and will save us from this rotten system. So a prisoner of the Lord, he is encouraging us to walk, to conduct ourselves worthy. Worthy having to do with gaining a good name, gaining praise, so and that which is commensurate to. So the work is under the word vocation, how we conduct ourselves and construct our work and business and the way we go about our lives. And so our lives must be worthy of truth, justice, and righteousness. We want to be worthy of that vocation that we are called in. We are called to stand up for freedom, justice, equality. Stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Stand and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. Verse 2. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. These words have to do with being humble and being respectful and being loving. Why? Because and also upholding one another and causing each other to stand strong and stand erect. Research these words for yourself. I'm giving you a synopsis, a summary, because as we carry this message of revolution, as we carry this message of evolutionary struggle and evolutionary change, I've been listening to my minister Louis Farrakhan come up with these beautiful phrases that capture what the Most High desires to do. If we do not stand for evolutionary change, then will come the revolutionary change. See, if we work hard together and struggle together and create institutions that build the human being, we are going in the way of creation, which is truth, justice, and righteousness. And if we refuse to go in the way of creation, the way in life, the way in Yahweh, the way in the Most High, then the universe is so strong in that influence, then you will see abrupt, quick, destructive, revolutionary change that will quickly get to truth, justice, and righteousness that will be destructive. But if it is evolutionary change and we are all working together, then nothing has to be destroyed except for a destructive system. So as we carry this message of evolutionary change to our sisters and brothers, many of them may reject it at first. But you have to be humble. You have to be patient with your sisters and brothers and come again. And we who have this message, we strengthen one another in love. Now let me hit this word love because it's very important. Agape, 26, Greek side, affection, goodwill, love, benevolence, brotherly love, I would say sisterly love, love feasts. You see, the love feast, the communion that was conducted by the early Christians represented the communion that we are all to partake in that is constructed on the universe. We all should have common union, communalism, equal access to the wine and bread of the universe. This is African knowledge. This is the wisdom of Egypt, Africa, not the Hyksos, the wisdom that Moses was learned in. This is how we Africans originally constructed our systems, governments, and institutions that all would be common union, communalism, community, having equal access to the love feasts of the universe. This is what we're talking about. Let's go ahead and take our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.
It is well with me. It is well.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, December the 16th, 2012. All right, verse 3. Book of Ephesians chapter 4, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And so endeavor to hasten, to make haste, to give diligence. So we have to be quick about this work. To keep is to attend carefully, to guard. So we are endeavoring, making haste to keep something. What are we making haste to guard and keep? The unity. The word unity having to do with unity, unanimity, agreement. Let me hit that word unanimity right quick because I love knowing exactly what words mean. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Unanimity, agreement by all people in a given situation. So we are to work quickly, diligently to keep agreement of the Spirit. Now, Spirit here, we say all the time, they transgendered her, neutered her, and transgendered her into a male. But Spirit in the Hebrew is feminine. Mother Holy Spirit. That Mother Holy Spirit that is the supreme wisdom teacher. And the Most High Father is the supreme knowledge teacher. But we are to be united in the spirit of our mother, Holy Spirit. And with that mother spirit, we can't support warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction. The sacred feminine is a mother spirit, a nurture spirit that nourishes you, supples you, brings you up into the milk of righteousness to strengthen you that you may grow into the perfect God and goddess on this earth. And along with the Most High Father knowledge, supreme knowledge, and the Most High Mother, Holy Spirit, supreme wisdom. So unity in that spirit, Mother, Holy Spirit, in the bond of peace. Bond here, 4886, sundismos, that which binds together like the ligaments by which the members of the human body are united together, bound together, a bundle. So what are we bound together in? Peace. This is a crucial word here. Peace. Irene. 1515 on the Greek side. And it means national tranquility. Look at the nation. Look at the suffering masses of the people. Look at conflicts between Republicans and Democrat rank and file, poor working class. Look at the conflicts in the family, in the home. Look at the conflicts in your cities and counties and states and whatnot. Look at the conflicts going on nationally. What is causing all of this conflict? At the root is a rotten system of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation that has infected us all from the presidency on down to the least citizen of the United States of North America. We must come together, pool our spiritual, mental, and moral and physical resources, and figure out how to bring peace and tranquility in the United States of North America. But then the next definition is exemption from the rage and havoc of war. Exemption. Let's hit that word and see exactly what it means. Watch this now. The process of freeing, or state of being free from an obligation or liability imposed. So look at warfare and bloodshed. Look at how the people in power want to make us obligated and liable in this system to maneuver us into participating in the destruction of our sisters and brothers in Syria, in Libya, in Iran, in Yemen, in Somalia, in Africa, in the Middle East, in Asia, in Central and South America, Mexico, in Europe, in America, austerity measures. Instituting laws that destroy poor working class sisters and brothers, causing us to buy into the war on drugs or the war on terrorism that is nothing but fictitious narrative to make us liable and obligate us in participating in the destruction of our sisters and brothers. The seven-nation five-year plan to overthrow governments, kill people, and take their land, wealth, and resources under the auspices of the war on terrorism, 9-1-1, all fictitious, all created by the wicked ruling class to fool us. But we want to be exempt from that. We must work together and put into motion the process that will free us from such wicked reality. That is what the word peace means. That is what this word peace, irene, means. That is what Paul is telling us to do. Be collective. Be together in this process to bring peace and national tranquility to your nation, to your cities and towns and counties, and and eventually to the whole of the planet Earth. This was and is the job of the Hebrew. What is further? Let me see. Let me go now. Rage. Rage. exempt from the rage and havoc of war. Uncontrollable anger, violent, violence, rage, rampage. Look at the system. Look at what we've been talking about from such a long time. Look at the rage in the system. Look at the destruction of the system. Look at what the presidents and prime ministers and Republicans and Democrats and Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, look at how the violence of warfare and bloodshed. We must work to exempt ourselves, to rid the earth of such wicked reality. Havoc. The word havoc in the Google dictionary, widespread destruction, devastation, to lay waste to. So this, and it's no argument with me. You know as well as I and better than I do how destructive this system is. And you know as well as I, better than I, how those in religion, religious leaders, and those in politics, political leaders, how the financial leaders and governmental leaders, educational and also corporate leaders, the Koch brothers, look at what they're doing in Michigan through the governor, I think his name is Rick Snyder, how they are working to destroy unions and destroy workers. Look at how the leaders of unions have played footsie with this rulership for so long. You don't see union leadership, by and large, saying no to warfare and bloodshed overseas. Did you hear any union leadership, UAW or otherwise, say that they did not support the war and bloodshed of Israel on the Palestinian precious lives, sisters and brothers of Palestine? No. And so we, excuse me, we said nothing. And so now you see that destructive nature being manifested here within the borders of the United States of North America. So all of us must be united together in the bond of peace, security, safety, prosperity, felicity. Let me hit this word felicity right quick. These words are so, knowing and understanding words are so beautiful. Felicity. The ability to find appropriate expression for one's thoughts. Intense happiness, blessedness, fortune, joy. This system is destructive of all of that reality. You can't even express yourself correctly. Do you think that Barack Obama is really expressing his true nature by doing the bidding as a puppet of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers? No. Do you think that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as she goes all over the earth propagating death and destruction, do you think that Susan Rice, as she goes all over the earth and does the same among the United Nations, do you think that Boehner, the Republican Speaker of the House, I believe his title is, and others in the Republican and Democratic Party are expressing their true nature and true thoughts? Do you think that CNN, NBC, MSNBC, Fox News, Sean Hannity, Scarborough, Al Sharpton, Melissa Harris, Ed, Rachel Maddow, all of these correspondents, news correspondents, hosts of news programs on these news television stations. Do you think that when they kind of compromise with the system and don't stand as strong as they could for people, for justice, that they're expressing their true nature? Do you think that when you go to listen to your preacher or imam or religious leader or political leader, organizational leader, and you see us and you see them and you see that we as even rank and file, let's bring it down to ourselves, we as rank and file, poor working class people, when we don't stand up against warfare and bloodshed all over the earth? Or when we think because our status as a citizen of America is enough, or when we think that our color is enough, if you think you're white, you're okay. If you think you're black, brown, red, or yellow, you're okay. Or you think you're a Christian, or a Muslim, or a Hindu, or a Jew, or you think that you're a Republican, or a all of these labels. Do we think that when we don't stand for freedom, justice, and equality, that we are expressing our true and appropriate expression of our thoughts? No. This system is destructive of all of that reality. So Paul wants us to unite and bring about a peace on this earth that is commensurate with what Moses taught, what Jesus taught, and what Paul says again in the book of Hebrews is the mission of the Christian and all who are within the realm of the Christian thought and philosophy of truth, justice, and righteousness. This is what we must do. Verse 4, chapter 4, book of Ephesians. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. So this body of Christ, and research the definition of Christ. Look at the chasm, and look at the rain and the water, and look at that which upholds the universe, preserves the universe, which is feminine, and which is equivalent to Mayat in Egypt, that same feminine reality, truth, justice, and righteousness, that enables us to control the destinies of men and women into truth, justice, and righteousness, and preach the reality of the vengeance of the Most High on the wicked ruling class, because we want to warn them, maybe they would have a change of heart, some of them. So this is the body of Christ, that reality in the universe of creation, that is the expressed image of the Most High, that is evolutionary change to truth, justice, and righteousness. Remain one body. Remain one institution. Transcend your labels. Transcend your names. Be one in the hope. 1680 L Peace, Greek side. Hope can mean expectation of evil or fear, because if you are without hope, you are expecting evil. And so we live in a hopeless society. We don't know where evil, and we fear that evil is coming on every hand. But we are called in this message of revolution and evolutionary change, and we have hope. We expect good and expect hope. This is the more definition of this word now. In the Christian sense, joyful, confident expectation of eternal salvation. So the author of hope, or he who is its foundation. So we know Yahshua. We know the Lord. We reject the Rothschilds and the Caesars of this day. And we uphold the Most High as our Lord. And we have hope. And we expect joy. And we expect good. We expect righteousness, because we are working this process that will bring peace and the kingdom of God in heaven. The hope of your calling. 2821 Clases, calling to, invitation to a feast. This feast, a divine invitation to embrace the salvation of God. This work, this calling the whole of the human family to the divine feast, that we may feast on creation and live a full and complete life of truth, justice, and righteousness. This is your and my calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Lord. 2962, Lord. That word, once again, we take it from Caesar and we apply it to the Most High, because the Most High loves us and has our best interest at heart, and we apply it to our Lord and Savior Yahshua, which represents the principles of liberty, liberation, and deliverance. So one Lord, we reject the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. One faith, 4102 is faith. Pistis, conviction of truth of anything. Belief, conviction that God exists, or I would say Yahweh Father and Mother exists and is the creator and ruler of all things. So we have no doubt, because Yahweh is scientific. The Dogon, the Twa people, the Ethiopian, the Nubian, the African Egyptians, we have proven the scientific reality of the Most High time and again. The first law of science is cause and effect. And there is no effect without a cause. The creation all represents all the effects. And the cause is the hidden and unseen father and the hidden and unseen mother. This is science. And we have faith in scientific reality of the Most High. One baptism. The word baptism, baptisma, having to do with going down in the water, representing death to the system of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation, and coming up again to the new life of the kingdom of God in heaven, queendom of goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth, the African ritual of coming into your complete, unhindered, unfettered God and goddesshood. This is the baptism, coming into life, the obelisk, the water, the male organ, and the feminine reality of water, the womb. This is life, coming into life and propagating life, living in the book of life and promoting life. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people. Thank you.